Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfager. Today I got Tammy Wright with the Red Silo Runners. So, Tammy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Tammy, if you would, tell us about where you're from and just what got you in this area.
I'm originally from Nashville, and I came up to go to Tech, and I was an engineering major for a while. I wanted to move to a really big city like Houston or Dallas. Wanted to get out of Nashville. It was way too small for me, and I met a boy from here, and then I've been here since 1985. So.
Well, that's great. That's awesome.
I really like it now, but it took me a while to get used to it, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially if Nashville was too small,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I could see that, though. I understand that. So now, you're with a group called the Red Silo Runners. Just talk a little bit about the group. Tell us about the group, the history of the group, how it became, and kind of what y'all are doing.
I'm an only child. Which I think if y'all know only children, they're always making friends when they go to the beach or they're in class or church, whatever, because they're used to being alone. They're always going for those friends. Well, I have been running in Cookeville for a really long time, and I've had some running friends. But I saw a running group out of Denver called, and it was mainly by women, and it was called Run and a Brunch. And they were trying to get this in different cities around the United States. And they wanted groups to meet to run and then have a brunch afterwards, kind of like a big social group more so than running. And they were wanting ambassadors. You know how every brand has ambassadors. And I said, I would love to do that, but my town's so small, I don't know that I could do that. Plus, we only have like one or two places that have brunch anyway. And they're like, just try it. So I was like, okay. So 1 week, it was in January 2017, 1 week, I said, does anybody want to meet at the depot to run and then go have brunch at Crawdaddy's? Just some lonely old lady plea to try to get friends or whatever, you know. So, and five of my girlfriends were there, of course. They were there. And then some one random guy who was like 6'3 and ran like a 5-minute mile. And there we were, you know, and a lot of us were walkers. So we got together and I had my mom go to Crawdaddy's and get us a table. And so it was all of us girls and that one guy. And that was in January. And then we did it again in February. And so then we just started having a few other people. We have a lot of walkers, and then we had some runners. There was about four of us who would meet and run all the time, and it was kind of cold that winter. So we started meeting at Red Silo just because there's parking, you're close to the trail, and we would meet at 10 o'clock because Red Silo opens at 11. So we just started running on Saturdays or walking at 10 o'clock. We'd finish, we'd go inside and eat pizza from World Foods and, you know, have beer or soda or whatever you want. And we did that for a couple of months. And then one of the owners at the time, Elijah, said, why don't y'all just have your running group here? Or, you know, call it Red Silo Runners. And it was just fantastic. So we started with that. And then we did that for a couple of years before somebody said, you ought to make it, put it on Facebook, you know, so other people find out about it. So we did. And then it's just grown to from five of us to 800 members online.
Oh, wow. 800 members
online. That's not the people who actually come and run and
but
walk.
You still, but yeah. I mean, I've been a part of the Cummins Falls Marathon for probably 10 years now. And, I mean, y'all have a good showing at that.
We do. We're very active, I feel like, in the community. We help with the Haunted Half Marathon. We have an aid station, and then we pretty much suggested to start the 5K because a lot of our runners aren't half runners. They want the shorter distances. We help with Ride to the Sky. We serve the riders the food when they're done with that. You know, we've done runs where people bring in dog food and we take it all to the animal shelter. We did a chili cook-off for Red Silo, and I actually won first place that year. I don't know how, but because all my stuff is canned, so I can't tell you how that happened. but all the money we won for that was like $800 we took as a team to the animal shelter, too. So I feel like we're really involved in the community. And it's just, I feel like Red Silo Runners started. We have a lot of out-of-town people who come to our group. I think it's because they're also moving, and they're also wanting to have a group of friends and meet people and know somebody in town. You know, the first year, most of our people who came in new were not from the state. They were all from, you know, several other states.
Oh, wow.
But it's a good group, especially if you're a beginner runner. We have so many experienced runners and walkers in our group that I feel like anything you need, we're like Wikipedia. I think we can all chime in and tell you, you know, if you have an injury or if you need help on speed work, or if you need help just getting miles in, there's usually somebody who can help you or will meet you and say, hey, let's go, you know.
Yeah, well, that's incredible. Well, stay tuned for more with Tammy Wright with Red Silo Runners. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Tammy Wright with Red Silo Runners. Now, Tammy, we got in there, you talked about where you're from and what kind of got you in here and kind of what got Red Silo Runners started. Do you know how many events does the Red Silo Runners take part in a year or, you know?
I'd say, you know, we have members running races almost every weekend of the year. Now, during COVID, our run club actually put on running events for our club because all the running events were canceled. So we had our own, like, we called it the Not So Haunted Half, since the Haunted Half was canceled because of COVID. And, you know, we had medals for them, and we had bibs, and we had aid stations. So we did that during COVID. But now that COVID, of course, is not canceling races anymore, most of our runners are busy every weekend. We have one lady, Doris Brown. She's in her 70s, and she's already done like 300 half marathons in her life. And she's gone almost every weekend during a half marathon. So, you know, you figure she's doing about 50 a year. And you have some people, for a while, I was doing at least one a month. And some people are doing the 5Ks. Some people do the ultras. There is such a wide range, but most people are busy doing something most weekends, I feel like, when there are races available. Of course, in the summer, it's hard to find races because it's so hot. You'd have to go out of state usually. I mean, there's a few, like the Summer Splash this past week, and most of our members were there.
And you have the Fiddler's 5K coming up,
which is
Fiddler's Jamboree.
Yeah, first Saturday in July, which we mainly have one of the largest groups there. And usually our members do place in like almost every event they have, every age group. So they're very active and very busy, it seems.
Yeah. You know? Well, having 800 members online, I mean, that's still, you know, I mean, I've been at events and I've seen, you know, even, you know, we did the damn 5 miler at Grevin's. I want to say y'all had like 25 people there at that, you know,
the
first time.
And, you know, that's when we had that red wagon.
Yeah.
Do you remember the big red wagon that hauled us in? So, we love local races. And we honestly, we are more of a social group than a running group. We love to run and we love to hang out. But I feel like we really like being together. And it does change. You know, it's a different group than it was 5 years ago. We used to have a bunch of college kids, and, you know, they all graduate and leave. Mm. So then you're like, okay, who are the new people coming in? It's just like almost kind of like in high school, where when the seniors graduate, then you get a new freshman group coming in. And we, you know, there's a bunch of us who would go kayaking or, hey, let's meet up and do this. There is an ebb and flow during season. We have young parents. So, of course, during baseball season, they're not going to be there on Thursdays or the weekends. You have your soccer parents. They're not going to be there. So lots of times people aren't around just because of their family commitments. They're still running, but they may not meet with us. We meet Thursdays at 6 p.m. at Red Silo. And then we meet Saturdays, usually about 8 o'clock at Exceptional Bean. But when it gets hotter, people say, hey, let's start earlier. Or let's do this. And then some people just say, hey, I want to go run Tuesday. Anybody available? Mm. So we are involved whether you see us or not. There's somebody doing something.
Now, does it cost anything to be a member?
Absolutely not.
Runners?
Just putting up with my mouth sometimes. and then it doesn't. It's just show up, run, do something. I think anybody can be active. And a lot of people say, well, I just don't know. I'm a walker. That's okay. There's a lot of walkers. And, well, I'm a slow runner. Well, they're slow runners. One thing we don't do, though, usually because we never know who's going to show up to run club. So every once in a while we have the younger people I like to call the cheetahs because they're so fast and the rest of us are mid to back of the packers, you know, just hanging out talking about the weekend, you know. I don't want to get out of breath or throw up after our run. So,
right.
You know. But so what we normally do or how it started, wherever we start, we go one way for 30 minutes down the trail and then come back for 30 minutes. So that way you might be by yourself for a little bit, but you'll be passing people and seeing people. Sometimes if all the stars align, you will have somebody your pace that you can run with.
Right.
But lots of times, you may not.
Right.
So you kind of have to, if you don't want to be alone the whole time, you're going to have to say, hey, I'd kind of like somebody to run with me. I've never done the trail. Because we have lost a few people before because they go the wrong way.
Well, yeah. But I like that idea. You said you go 30 minutes down and turn around and come 30 minutes back. So, I mean, if you're not running in a place that makes a circle or whatever, I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That way you're going to find somebody, and it might be, y'all run doing it for an hour. So, I mean, that's a pretty good pace.
Yeah. You know? Some people get in, like walkers might get in 3 miles. Our cheetahs, our fast people can get an 8, So you're like, I did 3. They're like, oh, 8. And I was like,
yeah. Good for you. Yeah. I get it. Yes. Well, stay tuned for more with Tammy Wright. Awesome. Yeah. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Tammy Wright with the Red Silo Runners. Now, Tammy, we've talked a little, we've covered, the history behind it and then kind of what got y'all going and how many members you got and all the events you do. So, let's talk about how it got started, but, the group is full of many different people. So, I mean, if someone, the name Red Silo Runners, it started at where you meet at Red Silo, but it really doesn't have anything to do with beer, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked that. We have a lot of members who drink, some who don't, a lot of have kids, a lot of new moms and stuff. And one of the reasons we like meeting at Red Silo, one, there's plenty of parking, and it is very kid-friendly, and there's always usually a food truck. And, they have popcorn and, games and stuff for the kids. So a lot of times, believe it or not, when the run club is out, lots of times on Thursday nights, you'll see the dads with the kids hanging out, waiting on mom to come back. So it's not really about the drinking. It's just, it's a good place to meet, especially with your family or whoever else. And, you have the outside area. Of course, a lot of us do drink, and there's nothing wrong with that either. So if you want to, great. If you don't want to, that's great too. We just really appreciate Jim and Mark letting us meet at Red Silo. Sometimes we come in all hot and sweaty and stinky and we're just in there, and we do appreciate it because it's great to be able to socialize afterwards. Because really, I feel like that's our main connection is the socialization. Because some of those people you don't see at all except for Thursday nights, or maybe some you only see on Saturdays. So it's nice to get together and talk just running stuff and family stuff and when's your next race and, hey, I pulled this. What should I do? Can I exercise? Can I run? What do I – things like that. There's a wealth of knowledge within our members.
And it's coming – I've done races, before. I might not look like I have, but I've done several – I mentioned the year it snowed. I had a buddy meet me down. We did the half, and, of course, he went off and he drilled it, which it was snowing, the snow and ice. But, just the fact that I finished it was amazing. But it's funny, to hear what people talk about when they're walking. It's just some people talk about their kids, and then you have just some people just talk about random things. You got some that don't talk at all. They got their headphones in and they're going. It's just the different people that's out there doing it. I mean, they're out there. I had a gentleman one time that ran a lot. He was worked for State Parks, but I asked him. His name is Steve Pardue. He was a regional manager, and he ran all the time. And he's got roots here in Cookeville as well too. And he always said the hardest thing is putting your shoes on in the morning. And he said that's going out the door. So it's incredible. So it's a group of folks getting together, going in the outdoors, running together, and sharing stories.
Yeah, it's great. And what do you talk about and stuff? Honestly, I hate to say it, but you can see it on any meme, poop. Runners are constantly talking about poop and bathroom issues. I mean, you get by a runner, at any point, it's always that. Or ailments, what hurts. It's literally about that because you figure you can't go up to your work friend and say, hey, I had to run this morning. My stomach was hurting. What do I do? They're like, I don't know what you do. So you just go to those runners, and there is a bond. I don't know what it is, but you meet a runner or somebody goes, yeah, I did that race. You connect instantly with that person, and you can just talk and talk and talk. And sure, it's all about running or issues you have, stomach issues, what to eat before you run, what time you should get up before you run, just all the things. But there's just a connection, and I think everybody is wanting a connection. Everybody wants to belong. And I feel like with Red Solid Runners, I think anybody can belong to our group.
Yeah, the way you describe them, you know, you got walkers, runners, you know, the cheetahs, you know, so it's the main thing is get out and get active, get moving.
Yeah, for sure.
And I did a show several weeks ago about the benefits of being in the outdoors and what it is for our body. And so not only you're doing this activity outside, it's helping our mental health, but also our physical health. It just does us good to get outdoors and move.
It does. And lately on Thursday nights, we've had like maybe 3 moms with strollers and kids in the strollers. So it seems like there's like maybe 6 kids in strollers last Thursday night. So it really is for anybody. I mean, anybody that wants to get out or the dad can watch the kids, mom can run, or just, you know, get out of the house, do stuff with your family, your kids, or your run friends. And, yeah, you've got to get outside for sure.
Now, is all this on, you have a website? Or?
We have a Facebook group, Red Solid Runners, and there are questions you need to answer. Just because I think sometimes people who join Facebook groups don't even live here, you know, some random crazo. But it does go to me or 2 other people. So most of the people, nobody's ever been declined to do it. But it does go to us. And that's it. No money, no. I don't know how you would even do a website, you know, so nothing there.
Now, do you have the event where you meet and stuff on the Facebook page, or is it just every Thursday, every Saturday?
It's every Thursday and every Saturday. It was pinned to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we just change it and keep posting it. And I know it's hard for people to say, well, I've got to log in to see what time Run Club is. We would only post usually if we're changing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can always count on it being Thursdays at 6 and then Saturdays at 8. And sometimes there's only 3 people there, especially summer. Mm. Everybody's out of town. I've missed most Saturdays, I think, so far, and Thursdays because I've been out of town or other obligations.
Yeah. So it's on Facebook again, it's the Red Solid Runners?
Red Solid Runners Run Club.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I enjoy being here. I love talking about running. I love our group, and we're just here to help y'all if you need to start. If you need a run-walk program, you need a Couch to 5K program, we can help you with that. So we would love to have new people and our old people to come back too.
So reach out and look them up. Tammy, thanks again.
Thank you.
This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.